This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, MUT and COSAS unites for volunteer development in honor of Mandela Month, and KZN school feeding scheme hit by tender rigging claims. It is just 2 minutes after eight. Good morning. In the spirit of Nelson Mandela Month, a transformative collaboration has been launched between MUT and the Committee for South African Solidarity, an all-volunteer independent US-based organization founded in 1993 dedicated to supporting post-apartheid development in South Africa. United by a shared commitment to social change, both MUT and COSAS have come together to launch the Volunteer Development Program for MUT, a movement dedicated to inspiring young people to embrace volunteerism as a pathway to community development and empowerment and personal growth. Rooted in Mandela's legacy of giving, the program reflects the globally recognized call to action of 67 minutes of service, 1 minute for every year Madiba dedicated to fighting for social justice. Through this partnership, MUT and COSAS are not only keeping that legacy alive, they are giving students the tools to live it one volunteer at a time. Now, in your other news, school meals providers say they are planning to lodge a complaint with the KZN Treasury over concerns about the current tender process within KZN Education. They claim there is rigging and political interference. KZN Chairperson of the National School Nutrition Program Service Providers Association, Lindani Maktiwane, claims a list from the department consists of pre-selected suppliers, some of which he alleges are individuals and companies openly supporting MEC's Siphohlo Muka's political ambitions. He says service providers did not even submit their applications on time.
Well, there was the list that was actually published by the department, and we checked our company names on that list, and we saw that we were there because we did submit and in time. So we waited for the process to continue, only to be surprised to see people that did not even submit that they have been awarded.
KZN Education spokesperson Muzi Mahlambe says they have released an intention to award notice, saying it's one of the stages of the tender bid process. He says those who have made issues may raise them on the relevant platforms. And finally, umlingisi waseNingizimu Afrika ohlonishwayo uZolisa Xaluva uphumele empini yakhe nenkampani iSerity Studios ebinqaba ukumkhokhela. Le nkampani kubikwa ukuthi bingafuni ukukhokha imali engango-350,000 wamarandi ngokwesivumelwano senkontileka. Lolu daba luqhubeke ngemva kokuba uXaluva wayedlala indawo ehamba phambili emdlalweni owuchungechunge kuMzansi Magic iCode 13 esola abadidiyeli beyinhlelo zeSerity Studios, okuyinkampani eyenza izinhlelo iSkim Sam neGomora, behlulekile ukufeza isibopho sabo sokumkhokhela umsebenzi awenzile phakathi kukaMarch noApril unyaka odlule. Ngaphansi kwembandela yenkontileka yakhe, uXaluva ubenelungelo lokuhola ngokusekelwe enanini lezinsuku azisebenzile, izinsuku usuku olongeziwe kulo lonke uchungechunge ngaphandle uma zombili inhlangothi zivumelana ngenye indlela. Ngaphezu kwalesi sivumelwano sicacile, le nkampani ayizange iqede ukumkhokhela zonke iy'mfanelo zakhe, nokuyinto eyamphoqa ukuba aqale inqubo zomthetho kokuthola isixazululo kwabe-Arbitration Association of Southern Africa. Now to recap a top story at this hour, MUT and COSAS unites for volunteer development in honor of Mandela Month. This is all for myself at this hour. Do catch your next news bulletin at 9 o'clock for your MUT Radio News. I am Amahle Wakamncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.